Well, I also want to talk about birds, but the bird I want to talk about is called the robin redbreast. And some people say, well, look, you brought a bird. That was good thinking. Some people say that when the robin redbreast was first created, it didn't have any red feathers at all. And the robin looked around at the colorful birds, the pheasant and the parrot and the finch, and what's that, a vulture? Yeah. And looked at the colorful flowers, the roses and the tulips, looked at the colorful butterflies, and being a bird that was just plain gray, felt really left out. And so the robin went to God and said, you named me Robin Redbreast, but you seem to have forgotten my red feathers. And God said, I have given you a true name, but you will have to live into it. Well, the generations passed, and all the robins continued to be little plain gray birds. And every now and then, when a robin would look at another robin and feel heart-poundingly happy and a sort of burning sensation in the chest and get all fluttery and want to spend time building a nest and being together with this other robin, then he or she would think, maybe this is it. Maybe this warm feeling inside me is going to turn my feathers red. But it didn't happen. The birds stayed gray. And sometimes when a robin would open its beak and sing and sing and sing and get carried away on a river of music, sometimes that same thought would come. Maybe now's the time. This glow of song that I feel within me is going to turn my feathers red. But the robins remained the same gray color. And sometimes when a robin had to be really courageous, defending territory or protecting the young, it would think, maybe now, surely now, with the passion of combat and this urge to protect strong within me, maybe this will turn my feathers red at last. But still, nothing happened, and the birds remained gray. Well, one day, a robin was sitting on the edge of its nest trying to explain to all the little baby birds why it is that they were named Robin Redbreast, but they had no red feathers. And then suddenly, all their cheeping and peeping was interrupted by the arrival of a great crowd of people on the hilltop where the nest had been built. Some of the people were on horses and some were on foot. There were soldiers with spears. There were judges and priests. There were people who were murmuring and shouting in angry voices. There were women who were crying. There was even an executioner carrying a hammer and some nails. And the little robin trembled on the edge of the nest, thinking how easy it would be for all this great crowd of horses and people to trample down the bush where the nest had been built and for everything to be ruined and destroyed. Be careful, shouted the robin, and got into the nest and opened up its wings so that all the little birds could get close up and be shielded and protected. And they huddled together, warm and safe in that dark, feathery place. And only the parent robin was able to see what happened as three prisoners got nailed to wooden crosses, and the crosses were lifted up vertical and planted in the ground. And the robin thought, oh, that looks so painful. And the robin continued to study the situation and began to notice that of the three prisoners, the one in the middle had a circle of thorns, kind of like a crown, but with sharp thorns on it, had been placed on his head, and it had cut and scraped his skin of his forehead so that it was bleeding a little bit. Oh, that's so cruel, thought the robin. And as the robin continued to watch, it seemed as though an arrow was piercing into its own heart. And the robin thought, I wish I was an eagle and I had big, strong claws and I could pull out those nails. And then I could use my big, strong wings and chase away all these people who are being so mean and so heartless and so cruel. Then the robin thought, I may be small, but there is something I can do. And so the robin left the nest and flew over to the man with the crown of thorns and began using its little beak to pluck out every single thorn out of his forehead until all of them had been removed. Then the robin flew back to its babies, who began to say, look, 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 your feathers are all red. "Oh," said the robin, not expecting it to last, "that's just a little bit of blood from the man who had the crown of thorns. I'm sure it will wash off the first time I take a bath." But do you know, that red never did wash off, no matter how many times the robin took a bath. And when those baby birds grew up, they also had a glint of red on their chest and on their throat. And so the robin began to believe that it had been more than just imagination when it seemed as though the man on the cross had said, "Your compassion has made your name true at last." We're going to join hands now and say a prayer together. Dear God, help us to become who you made us to be. May we never turn away from suffering. May we instead work to alleviate and soothe the sorrows and the burdens of this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.